You may have noticed that I asked the two harpists to stand first. The reason is because in this 7-minute piece, they only play in the last 4 minutes, and it's all they do all afternoon. And they're very good, and I thought they should get some special applause. It's a famously difficult part, so. Now, somebody told me that a person said, you die twice. Once when you die, and the other time when your name is no longer spoken on this earth. Near the back of the program book, which you're holding in your hands, is a page about a person who died a year ago, but continues to guide us with her wisdom on a daily basis. Everyone loved Roz, and we all miss her terribly. I spoke to Mike Farnham last night up in Maine, where they had a house. He's the caretaker there, and he said, Ben, there's a terrible hole in my life. How can I fill that vast hole, he asked. Well, we can continue to follow the practices in the art of possibility and pathways to possibility. I brought a few extra copies along. And as you will see when you read that dedication, I continue to give out an assignment to this orchestra every week. And this week, the assignment is find generosity in the face of suffering. And that's one of the assignments that Roz left. She did it every week over the 12 years that she nurtured this orchestra. And we'll go on doing it. And in that spirit, we are dedicating every concert of the BPO and the BPYO to the memory of our beloved Roz. Now, usually when an institution remembers someone on an occasion like this, it's because of their financial support. With Roz, it was to support our courage to be the best we could be. But her husband, Hans-Jörg Wies, has been far and away the most generous supporter of this organization. Indeed, if it were not for him, I don't believe we would actually exist. Because of his generosity, we play in this incredible hall, we go on tour all over the world, and all our concerts are live streamed around the world. He only made one request for his staggeringly generous gift. He wanted us to play Dvorak's Ninth Symphony. And unfortunately, he isn't here because he's in Geneva. But fortunately, because of the live stream, he's going to be listening, along with many other people around the world. The parents and friends and teachers of many of these students are glued to their TV screens now or their computers, watching every moment of this event. So we will pour our hearts into playing Dvorak's Ninth Symphony, which is Hans-Jörg's favorite piece of music. And when you applaud at the end, could you add a little bit of intensity for all the people who support this orchestra, but especially for Hans-Jörg Wies?